Welcome to Simply Financial with your financial coach, Kevin Ray. In today's investing environment, there's a lot of clutter. If you're tired of the talking heads and financial noise, this is the show for you. Today, we'll help you find simple solutions to financial challenges. We'll show you how to achieve your financial goals and get answers to your toughest questions. Simply Financial with Kevin Ray starts now.
It's time for another edition of Simply Financial. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Kevin Ray, your financial coach at Insight Folios, serving you all throughout the Tri-City area with offices in Pinconning and Saginaw as well. You can find Kevin online by going to insightfolios.com. That's insightfolios.com. And you can also call if you have any questions during or after today's show at 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-PLAN. Kevin, great to be with you today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Walter. Sun's been out for a little bit here and there. Trout season's right around the corner, so you know I'm excited to get my boat out. And things are looking up. How about you?
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. I am well. Just, you know, battling the release of pollen into the air that we've had recently. So it's you know, fact of life, part of this time of year. But I'm just thankful I don't get allergies as bad as my wife does. They really hit her pretty hard. Her eyes are just constantly burning, and she's just sneezing all the time. They just really get her hard.
It just never ending for what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For her, it always seems to last even longer than that. So
yeah.
She must be allergic to all types of pollen. So even when the ones that we see go away, the ones that we can't see are still floating around, maybe. So.
Did you hear that study they did on wearing masks related to allergies?
No. Uh-huh.
They found out they surveyed a bunch of nurses and doctors. And they found out that by wearing the mask all the time now, that their allergy symptoms went down quite a bit.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. So maybe she'll be a little better off this year.
Maybe she will be. We'll see.
Because
she is one of the nurses, one of the frontline workers, right?
That's right. Yeah. She works in the hospital and, you know, seeing people every day, has to wear that mask for hours and hours a day.
So. It'd be interesting to see if she sees the same, you know, outcome. So.
Yeah, well, I'll report back this year and see how things transpire over the next couple of weeks. If yesterday was any indication, though, we're in for a long spring.
You're in for a long spring, okay.
If yesterday is foretelling the future, the allergies are hitting her pretty good.
Mask isn't doing its job.
It's not doing its job. And okay. And she's even double masked, so yeah, it's not doing its job. I guess it undoes all of the good work, though, then when you go, you know, take the dogs for a hike and in the woods and you're just, you know, getting pelted with the dust flying right at you.
So it's raining on you.
It's
raining that pollen on you.
That's right. Well, very good. We've got lots of good things to talk about on today's show. But to kick us off today, thought we'd have fun with this quote here for you, Kevin. Our quote of the week comes to us from Richard Cushing. And Richard said, "Always plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark."
A lot of different variations, doesn't it?
That's right. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, you get sick, you don't plan on it. You lose your job, you don't plan on it. You know, all kinds of circumstances can happen, and that's what we talk about week in and week out. Plan ahead. Sit down and, you know, and come and try to foresee some of these things and just have something in place just in case. But that's a good quote. That's one of the better quotes we've used.
And to lead us into our main topic of conversation today, we're going to be talking about some retirement planning statistics. Now, don't worry and don't tune away. We're not going to get lost in the minutia of numbers here. Just some basic high-level statistics that I think will lead to some good conversation and might be a little eye-opening for you as you listen into the show today, just to hear how prevalent maybe some particular financial issues are and that kind of thing. I think this will be interesting to talk about, especially given that quote, because we're going to find in some of these statistics, Kevin, that people may know that there's a problem. It may not be happening right now, but we know that one day some of these issues, some of these problems need to be addressed. So what can we do now ahead of time to plan for those things? That gets revealed by some of these stats. So I'll give you the stat. You let me know what you think about. And do you experience this locally with people that you talk to? Because these are national stats, but, you know, things could always be different in the Tri-City area. So put it into perspective for us, if you will.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
All right. First one is about baby boomers. 76% of them, so nearly a little over 3 out of 4 baby boomers, aren't confident that they have enough saved for retirement. That's a pretty staggering lack of confidence on the whole.
That's a big number, isn't it?
Big time.
What would you think? What would your guess be?
I mean, I guess I would have gone more 50-50. So, but to hear 3 out of 4 aren't confident, that's not good.
I think that's pretty close. From the people that come in and we sit down and we start talking over the last 30 years, I can tell you that's pretty close. And you know what? What's weird is whether you have $500,000 or $5 million, you know, the same confidence that we're talking about, they didn't save enough for retirement, is there. And there's a common denominator I see throughout this when we sit down and we start talking. Can you guess what that would be, Walter?
What's that?
Fear.
Oh, the fear.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the fear of the unknown, basically. You're going to retire and another 2008 is going to happen, or another pandemic. You fear that the day you retire, some unforeseeable event's going to happen, and in a blink of an eye, you let's say you retire January 1st, and January 30th, your account's down 30%. And I think that's, you know, why people say, do I have enough money saved for retirement just in case something like that happens? I think that's in the back of their mind. But what if you had a solid income plan in place? What if it didn't have to be that way? And if the market went down 30%, your income wasn't affected. Now, if we can apply that logic and show how your income's not affected, I think we could drastically bring that number down from 76%, way, way down. So if you still get the same paycheck the following month, that's the power of income planning. And we talked about planning ahead just a minute ago. That's what this can do for you. It can give you the confidence to go in retirement, because if you aren't confident, the reason I believe you're not confident is because you don't have a solid income plan that you can go to and you can see year by year if you're on track or not, and you're just wondering, what if? What if something happens? What if the market goes down? There's all these what ifs that are in the back of your mind. So do yourself a favor, sit down and take care of those what ifs. Plan ahead and be ready, be prepared as you can be for those.
Some of these other statistics will give us some pretty good insight into why there's such a lack of confidence. So here's another one for you, Kevin, and this starts to get at the heart of the issue. 30% of workers say they don't know what to do with the funds in their 401k. So that's a pretty significant amount of the population that's saving, but just really has no context or idea of what to do with those dollars.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's low too, by the way, from my experience. When I sit down and talk to people, one of the first things we'll do is we'll go over their 401k statement. We're going to see where they're invested, what kind of funds, you know, all those types of things. And then one of the questions I'll ask, how did you pick the funds? What do you think the most of the answers I get back on that when I ask that question are, Walter?
Either something somebody else told me, or this one just sounded right, or just picked a date, maybe those target funds, that kind of thing.
Yep, the target date is a big one. And then the other one is they base it on performance. So remember, performance is no guarantee. And I'll see this, I'll see maybe 8 different mutual funds. Out of the 8, 6 of them are large cap growth funds, which mean there's a lot of overlap going on. There's a lot of overlap. What do I mean by that? So you have 8 different mutual funds, and they're all growth-oriented. So they're all going to own Amazon. They're all going to own Facebook. They're all going to own Google and whatever, meaning that you're overlapping. You're not really diversified in that particular 401k statement because you're owning the same companies over and over and over. And I think that's where that 30% said, you know, they don't know what to do with their funds because they don't know how to extract that information and get the diversification that they're looking for, making sure that they're not getting too much overlap going on. And they really haven't sat down with anybody to give them that direction. So I think that number is a little bit low.
All right, well, let's see what you think of this next statistic, Kevin. 46% of workers leave the workforce early, in fact, earlier than they planned. And about half the time, it's because of health issues. That seems pretty staggering.
Well, it does, doesn't it? But it happens all the time. You have a heart attack. You have a major ankle injury. You have a stroke. You get diagnosed with cancer. You're in an auto accident. You get pinned by a fork truck. Maybe you're going to need a significant back operation. These unforeseeable events are going to happen. And all of these events I just mentioned, Walter, what do you think they got in common?
What's that?
They all happened to clients of mine within the last year.
Oh,
maybe
really?
Two.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So I can tell you from experience that this does have them. Most of them, in, like I said, in the last couple of years. This is why it's critical to be as prepared as you can be. You know, this is kind of hitting on a topic that we talked about earlier. Be prepared. You may be asking, how can I prepare for something like that? In my opinion, if something like that knocks you out of the workforce because of a disability, most people do not look at buying long-term disability insurance. When you get, say, 50 and above, maybe 45 and above, one of the biggest factors that can knock you out of work is disability or your health issues. And if you don't have something put in place, what's going to replace that income? And a lot of people are able to purchase this long-term disability right through their employer, and usually it's going to be cheaper because you're getting a group rate than if you went out and bought it yourself. I think that's overlooked, and I think if you're listening to us and you're in that age group, that you need to look into that, because these things that I talked about happened to my clients, and it knocked them out of work completely for a long, long time, and some, and most of them are not going to go back to work. So those things are important to have in place just in case something like that happens to you.
That's a great point, Kevin. All right, these are good statistics so far. If you have any questions about what we're talking about, you can always call Kevin, 888-885-PLAN. Always good to then put these things into context for your own situation. 888-885-PLAN. Only 24% of retirees work with a financial advisor of some sort during their lives. Kevin, what do you think of that?
Well, I've kind of noticed that over the years. People tend, you know, they tend not to hire an advisor until they're closer to retirement. Now, I know we said 24% of the retirees, but I think that 24% is kind of factoring in here. Just think of what your circumstances might look like had you hired an advisor early on in your working career. I don't think people think of it that way. If you did, maybe you could retire 5 years earlier. Or that advisor would have suggested that you purchase that long-term disability policy that we talked about. Just like finding a good doctor, we know they're hard to find. You know, they can help you live a more healthy lifestyle, help you, you know, eat better, you know, watch out for exercise, all those types of things. The advisor can do something similar. They can help you plan for foreseeable and unforeseeable events. A good advisor can help you navigate through good times and not so good times, and they're going to be both coming in your retirement. There are going to be good times in the market, not so good times, your health good, not so good. All these things are going to come along. So a good advisor is worth their weight in gold to help you navigate through all those possibilities that could derail your retirement.
Kevin, these are such important statistics to talk about because they reveal so much about what's happening on the ground when it comes to financial and retirement planning and some of the issues that people are facing and need to be aware of. I think this is just a really important one to bring up here. This last one especially, because it has to do with longevity. 25%. This is interesting. 25% of 65-year-olds. So if you're 65 right now, 25% of you are going to live past 90. It's a lot of longevity starting to happen.
That's a lot, isn't it? And that's what we talk about, you know, week in and week out too. I can probably come off the top of my head, and Bert, I just talked to Bert, he's one of them, he's 91 years old, and he's doing strong, he's going strong, he has to have a knee operation, but he's more than healthy enough to have that done. I can probably come up right off the top of my head with five or six more people that are clients of mine that are in their 90s, and the number's only going to get higher, Walter. Do you believe that?
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah, because
why not? We keep making advancements.
Yeah, medical advancements, right? My doctor said, you know, we don't die anymore. We slowly deteriorate. And that kind of makes sense in some cases. This is why I do income planning. When I sit down with people, I'm going to at least showing you need income to age 90, not 80, not 85, at least 90 or 95. And the reason is simple. What if you live that long? I'd rather have too much income than not enough. And we know that just if we look around our own families, friends, we know of several people who are in their 90s now are doing very well. So the planning comes in here as far as income. We have to plan longer than, say, we did 20 years ago because of the medical advances and our lifestyle changes and all those types of things that come down the road. So income planning is critical in this because the chances of you living to 90 are only going to get higher and higher and higher. And like I said, we all know somebody that lived till 90 and older, and we need to plan for that. So planning is the key here. Sit down, talk to your advisor, go through that planning option, and make sure that you plan for longevity versus, you know, my dad died at 60, my uncle died at 65. I'm only going to make it to 70. That's probably not going to happen anymore. Longevity is probably on your side more than not. So keep that in the back of your mind.
got to have a plan to make sure that you can get to, and even more importantly, all the way through retirement these days, because it's a longer journey for many people than it used to be, and it has a lot more ups and downs that we've got to be able to prepare for, handle, and navigate. And somebody like Kevin can certainly be on your side to help you navigate through all of those challenges. He can be your financial coach here in the Tri-City area. If you'd like to talk with Kevin a little bit more about setting up a time to meet and visit and chat a little bit about your financial plan and how it can be improved, a couple of ways you can get in touch. One, give a call, of course, 888-885-PLAN. If you like the old school way, give a call, 888-885-7526. If you get the voicemail, leave a quick message. Kevin will be able to follow up with you shortly. 888-885-PLAN. You can also email Kevin, kevin@insightfolios.com. And that's the website too, insightfolios.com. Click the listen button to ask questions, listen to past episodes, and more. Or stop by the office during the week, or set up a Zoom call, whatever you want to do to have a conversation with Kevin. He'll kind of meet you where you want to be met, so to speak. Kevin, appreciate you helping us out with some of these statistics. More coming up on today's show. You're listening to Simply Financial.
After a while, all that financial noise seems to run together.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone? The Great Depression passed the... Anyone?
It's time for a fresh perspective. Keep listening to Simply Financial with Kevin Ray.
Rocking and rolling on today's edition of Simply Financial. If you are just beginning to prepare for retirement, or you have some basic questions about financial and retirement planning, I invite you to check out the Retirement Rescue Toolkit that Kevin has assembled. It really gives you a great starting point for a lot of people who are dipping their toes into those retirement and financial planning waters. It's packed with lots of good stuff that's going to help teach you about saving money on taxes, what proper income planning looks like, and general retirement preparation ideas and strategies. Kevin, what else are you putting into the toolkit these days?
Well, we're going to put a couple of books in there. One, my favorite topic is retirement income planning. You know that. The other one, we talk about taxes, my second favorite topic, and this is the time of year. We know that taxes are coming, you know, we're doing having our taxes done, so we need some information on that. I also put a couple of goodies from our office, just as kind of gifts, so we thank you for ordering that. So if you text us requesting the kit, the Sensational Stacy will get that out for you on Monday. Look for a physical white box. It will come in the mail, and inside that box, there'll be, like I say, a couple of books, some white papers, and a couple of goodies from our office, just to kind of dip your toe in the water, give you an idea of what we're all about here and how we do planning. And I think that's a good starter kit for most people.
The number to text is 33222. And then in the message, you just put the word kit. And what that's going to do is trigger an automatic response from us when you send it. And it'll have a link that you click on, put in your information, and you'll get that Retirement Rescue Toolkit. So again, this is a free resource that Kevin makes available to radio listeners. All you have to do to get it is text the word KIT, K-I-T, put that in the message, and send it to the number 33222. And that'll get you your Retirement Rescue Toolkit at no cost. Just text the word KIT to the number 33222 and follow the directions from there. Only takes a few seconds to put in your info, and you'll be able to get that Retirement Rescue Toolkit in the mail. Well, we want to continue our show today talking about the important ages of retirement planning. Now, yeah, any age that you are, you're going to probably have some things on your mind as it relates to retirement planning. But there are some sort of milestone ages, maybe we'll call it, Kevin, where it should at least trigger you to start thinking about, you know, certain things. And so we're going to walk through what some of those milestone ages are and the things that you should be thinking about. Now, the first age, by the way, is going to be 50. So let's say you're 51. It doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, you've missed the boat now. Like, it's all over for you. You should still start paying attention to the things that we're going to be talking about. So if you fall near these ages, again, the idea is just to get you thinking about the right things. So we're going to walk all the way through from 50 all the way up on to, pretty, I guess we're going to go through about two decades here and point out some of these important facts, Kevin. So when we get to age 50, why is that our first milestone age as it relates to retirement planning?
Well, it's what we call a catch-up contributions. What do we mean by that? Well, the IRS, or the Uncle Sam, figured out that if you turn 50, you're getting closer to retirement. So they're going to allow you to put more money into, say, your 401k or your IRA than if you were 49. So the numbers have been unchanged since 2020. They haven't changed for 2021. But the maximum you can put into your 401k if you're 49 or below is $19,500. But the day you hit 50, the government says, well, guess what? We can let you put in $6,500 more. So you can put up to $6,500 more into your 401k. So for those of you that are sitting behind the eight ball thinking that you're not, you know, close enough to retirement and you haven't saved enough, this is a great opportunity to sit down and bump up your, you know, your contributions to your 401k. Another one is IRA contributions. So again, if you're 49 years or younger, it's $6,000. If you're 50 years or older, it's $7,000. Now remember, there's some caveats to IRA. If you're contributing to your 401k, you have to be careful because there's a dollar amount that if you exceed that into your 401k or a certain percentage, that you cannot deduct your IRA contribution. That's your traditional IRA contribution. So you can be careful on that. Make sure you talk to your tax advisor or your advisor and they'll guide you in that direction. But the catch-up contribution will let you save more money in the last 10 years, maybe 15 years of your retirement than you could up until prior. So that's a pretty big, you think about that, Walter, at $6,500 more per year. And if you did that for 10 years, that's $65,000. That can add up quick.
Yeah. And that 65 without even earning anything. So
could
be even better than that. So.
And if guess what, Walter, if you're upping your contributions, who else is upping their contributions?
Maybe the employer.
Maybe the employer. Not guaranteed, but maybe the employer, yes. So that could be a huge impact on your retirement savings.
Great points. All right, so from 50 for the next couple of years, that's really the main focus there. Focusing on those catch-up contributions, just making sure you're maxing out savings wherever you can. Then we get to age 55. What happens there?
Well, this is a little known fact that when people come in, we have to work with this. So if you work at one of the major companies in Tri-City, for example, maybe work at General Motors, Dow, or what have you, and you have enough time in that company to retire at age 55, you can access your 401k. As long as you leave your job and you're turning 55, you can access that 401k without a 10% penalty for early withdrawal. What do I mean by that? If you're 54 and you retire and you take money from that 401k, let's say it's $10,000, you get a 10% penalty that you have to pay to Uncle Sam plus all the taxes. So that would be, you know, 10% of whatever you take out. If you're 55 and you retire, 55 or older, you are going to be waived that 10% penalty. So how does that affect you when it comes down to retirement planning? Well, it affects you in one or a couple of ways. One way is, we have to set dollars aside from 55 to 59 and a half to get you through to that magical number where you don't have to have that 10% penalty. So that's a big planning point. When we sit down and we talk to people who work for companies, we have to factor that in because we need to leave enough money in there because nobody wants to pay 10% penalty and plus the taxes on that. So that's a key point.
Great points as always, Kevin, as we walk through these different ages. If you have any questions, maybe you fall into one of these brackets, age brackets, as we're walking through the show today. And if you have any questions for Kevin, please reach out. You can call 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. All right, we get to 59 and a half now. So we've fast forwarded a decade from where we began pretty much, Kevin. What's the big change at 59 and a half?
Well, 59 and a half. How did they come up with this half stuff?
Yeah, right? The halves one. I never like the half one.
Yeah, self. You can't do it at 59 and 5 months.
When did you stop celebrating your half birthday? Like by five, right? At least by five, you stop saying like, oh, I'm five and a half. I'm six and a half. But when you're three, you're like, I'm three and a half, you know? You would tell people that. But yeah, 59 and a half, nobody's doing that.
Well, but that is a key in our industry. It's key because it says this. It says if you have qualified accounts, what are qualified accounts? They are 401ks, 403bs, TSAs, IRAs, those types of things. If you take money, if you withdraw money for those accounts prior to age 59 and a half, in most cases, other than what we just alluded to for the 401k, you're going to pay a 10% penalty. So again, if you have $100,000 in an account, you take $10,000 out, $1,000 penalty, 10% on the $10,000 plus all the taxes. So once you reach that milestone of 59 and a half, All qualified accounts are penalty-free from the IRS as far as that 10% early withdrawal penalty goes. So that's a key number that we work with all the time here in the office. So if you're under 59 and a half and you're retiring, we have to take that into effect because we need to take money from certain accounts and we don't want to get you that 10% penalty.
All right, Kevin, so we get past that annoying half age and we get to age 62. I think most people can probably guess what happens here.
Well, we're eligible for Social Security. Now, it's a reduced amount, but, you know, you're eligible to begin Social Security, unless you are a widower. And then you're eligible at age 60. So keep that in the back of your mind also. But age 62 is when we're looking. Do we take Social Security? Does it make sense in your case, or do you wait till maybe 67, 70? Who knows? How do you determine that? Well, that's where you sit down with an advisor, and in our income plan, we will put taking, you know, your Social Security at different ages to see at what age it makes most sense for you to begin taking. But age 62 is when you can begin drawing Social Security. So why would people take it at 62 versus waiting, Walter? Why do they do that?
They want to get that money right away.
They do. Yeah. They retired or maybe their health isn't so good, those types of things. So are there some valid reasons to take it at 62? Just make sure it works out in your benefit.
Or we think Social Security is not going to last very long, so let's get ours while we can.
We hear that all the time, yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Then we get to age 65. Kind of a big milestone here for a lot of people.
Well, it is because 65, now you are eligible for Medicare. And Medicare is going to be your primary health insurance coverage. So you're going to have to determine what supplement you're going to need because Medicare doesn't cover all expenses. So there's, you know, they're from A to J. There's myriads of supplements that you can get out there. But age 65 is the key role for most people to say, all right, I don't have to worry about health insurance premiums. So if you retire at 60, you're going to be required in most cases to pay your own health insurance. That could be a big expense from 60 to 65, but at age 65, we can take that expense off your income planning and it could save you, you know, who knows, $10,000 per year, but 65, you're eligible for Medicare.
All right. You can start to see that, you know, we went from 50 to 55 to 59 and a half. We covered a lot of ground, you know, years wise over that course of time. But now you can see how much things change when we start to get to that 60-year-old mark. There's milestones that start kicking in every other year, it seems. No different here when we go from 65 to then 66 or 67. There's a little hint for you, 66 or 67.
Well, what is that, right? That's your full retirement age. In other words, that's your full benefit. Now, if you're born 1960 or later, it is 67 years old to get your full retirement benefit from Social Security. If you're born at, you know, before 1960, it's 66 and some odd months, depending on when you were born. But that's the day that your full retirement benefits are available for you. Now, remember, if you wait till 70, those benefits are going to grow by 8% a year. So again, how do you determine what makes sense? How do you, you know, when do you take it? And it starts with sitting down, looking at your income plan and see what makes sense going forward. But for most people, you know, they're going to look at, I got my full retirement benefit coming in. And some people like to wait, some people don't. All depends on who you're talking to.
It's a great point. And that's full retirement age. Now, this last date has actually changed a little bit. If we had done this show a year or so ago, this would have been different, Kevin. And that's the age of 72, I should say.
Yeah, 72. I know what you're alluding to there. But it used to be 70 and a half. Again, that half. So when you turn 72 this year and forward, you have to take what's called a required minimum distribution from all qualified accounts. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the IRS says we've been letting you grow these 401ks, these IRAs tax-free for all of these years. And guess what? No longer. You need to take out what's called the required minimum distribution. And when you do, that amount is fully taxable. So whatever that amount is, you know, the higher amount you save, the higher amount that you're going to have to take out for RMDs. And that needs to be factored in your plan. For what primary purpose? Taxes. Because the longer you kick this can down the road and you let those defer in taxes, that bigger that account gets, the bigger your RMD is going to get. You don't have to wait till you're 72. This is the key point. You don't have to wait till you're 72 to take money out of your IRA. In fact, most cases, we're going to encourage people to start utilizing that for tax purposes before 72, so we can control how much you have to take out. We don't want a big number when you turn 72. We don't want to kick the can down the road and make that tax bigger for you.
And last but not least, Kevin, I lied. That wasn't the last age. Yeah. Our last age is the most important one, and that is your current age. It was a trick question of sorts. Why is that the most important one?
Age, if you're 40 years old, if you're 30 years old, if you're 60 years old, it's never too late to start planning for your own retirement. And that's why it's important. Whatever your age, you're sitting out there and you're listening to us right now, it's time to sit down and start doing some retirement planning, because sooner or later you're going to want to retire and you don't want to wing this. You don't want to, you know, throw caution to the wind and think, I got $1 million, I got $500,000, no matter, and I'll be fine. Well, there's no such thing as I'll be fine. Walter, you seen that commercial? I think Tracy Morgan's on it. I think we're close enough. And then they go through all the things where the bear chases them and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't want to be that guy, right?
Right.
Or you don't want to be that gal. You want to be prepared. And that's why your current age is important. You make sure that you're prepared going into retirement so you can make it to and through. And that starts with sitting down with an advisor, getting the plan started. We call it Simplicity because it's a 3-page report. Basically, it's simple. It's understandable. We show you how to produce income in retirement from the investments you got. And there's no time like today, your current age, no 59 and a half, no 70, your current age today to start that process. And it's not hard. Don't procrastinate. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't wait for 6 months. Start now.
The number to call to get in touch with Kevin Ray and set up a time to chat about your financial plan. You can have a Zoom call and kind of walk through everything related to your financial plan and what you want to do going forward to improve it, to adjust it, what needs to be done to make sure that you're hitting the right spots, the right notes as you get through each of these ages. The number to call is 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. Kevin's a financial coach at Insight Folios. In case you're new to the program, he serves the Tri-City area with offices in Pinconning and Saginaw, born and raised in Pinconning, by the way. So you're dealing with a truly local advisor in every sense of the word. 888-885-PLAN is that number to dial. If you get the voicemail, leave a quick note. Kevin will be able to follow up with you soon to set up that time to meet. 888-885-PLAN is the number. More to come on the show today. This is Simply Financial.
When you reflect on your life, what would you like to see as your fondest memories? Summers at your favorite vacation spot? Ice cream with the grandkids after their first t-ball game? Of course, those memories are still in the future, although they're not as far away as you might think. Be sure you have a financial plan to make them happen. With the proper planning, you can secure a meaningful retirement. We can help you make those dreams a reality. Schedule your visit with our team today. Call 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. We want to make memories with you. Get started by calling 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526.
It's getting to know you time. That's time to get to know Kevin Ray a little bit better on today's show. Kevin, easy question for you this week. What's the best part of your day?
Oh, that's easy for me. The morning. I love the morning. You know, I live out here in Linwood, and I'm lucky enough to live on Lake Huron, so I'd like to watch the sun come up. Right now, the ducks are all over. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Nobody's up, except for me, it seems like, and I have uninterrupted thought processes. I love the morning. What about you?
I love the morning as well. I don't know if it's the best part of the day. I do love morning, but I got to take sunsets. I love the evening and as the sun is setting, especially this time of year when you can do more outdoor activities and things. I think that's probably my favorite part is just sort of that late evening, especially if it's a warm day and then it starts to cool off in the evening a little bit. That period of time to me is perfect.
Well, when you get to me my age, you'll see why mornings are better, because you can't stay up that late.
you got to go to bed when the sun's still out, man.
I got to go to bed when the sun's out. You know, I'm getting old.
Oh, that's too funny. I mean, I am a morning person. I do like the morning. I always wake up pretty much ready and raring to go. But I'd say my favorite part is still that evening time frame. Like, you know, have like a, you know, Diet Coke or something like that. Nice and chilled drink in the evening and just enjoy it, especially this time of year. Just perfect for me. But
yeah,
I'm a breakfast guy too, though. So I do like mornings.
Now you think about it, you know, in the summertime, I may lean towards evening. It's a couple of weeks out of the year when we're up north, we're vacationing, we're with some friends, we got the bonfire, you know. Maybe come off the day of the boating all day. That's always nice, too. But overall, 95% of the time, I'm a morning guy.
That's true. The time of year could depend on that. And you're right. There is something nice about being on the water in the morning. So that does have a little bit of a difference for you. Absolutely.
That calmness, yep.
That calmness. Maybe you get a little bit of that temperature difference, a little fog steam rising up off of the lake from time to time.
Yep.
That can make a big difference. So, well, there you go. Best part of the day. There you have it in the morning for Kevin. More coming up on today's show. You're listening to Simply Financial.
No need to complicate it. This is Simply Financial.
Well, it's just about time for the mailbag where we answer some of your questions on each week's show. But before we get there, I want to take the opportunity to give you a quick reminder of the Retirement Rescue Toolkit that Kevin and the folks at Simply Financial and Insight Folios have put together for you. This is, if you've been listening to today's show and you're kind of like, hey, this is good information and this is something that might help me going forward, how can I learn more? I just want to dip my toe in the water. I want to take that first step in learning a little bit more about putting together a better financial plan. Rescue your retirement with this toolkit from Kevin Ray. Kevin, this is a physical box that you're going to put a bunch of stuff inside of. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's a physical white box, so look for it in the mail. We'll send it out typically on Monday when people order them. And in the box are going to be a couple of books, one by myself talking about taxes, how to save now and retirement. And then one from Paul Durso. We all know Paul. He's on the show with us. And he's going to go into the simplicity plan and the planning process and how it all makes sense. Put together a white paper based on taxes and some tax strategies and some planning opportunities that you'll have going into and through retirement. And also we'll throw a CD in there and usually some kind of other goodie that we'll throw in there. All you have to do to get that, if you're, like Walter said, if you're interested in retirement and you just don't know where to start, this is probably a good place to start. It's free. There's no cost. There's no obligation. All you have to do is text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 33222. Start now.
Very easy to do. All you have to do is text the word KIT to 33222. Again, take your smartphone out, text the word KIT, K-I-T, to the number 33222. And we'll text you right back. Just be sure you click on the link and put in your info so we can get that toolkit over to you. All you have to do is text the word KIT to the number 33222. And if you would like to call in that information as well, you can certainly do so, 888-885-PLAN. If you don't want to go the texting route, you can just call and request that opportunity, 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. All right, let's get to the questions here, Kevin. This first one comes to us from James in Crump. And James says, I've been frustrated and stressed out with my job for a very long time now. I would have left years ago except for the fact that I receive a sizable retention bonus every spring, along with stock options. Every time it seems like I can't take the job anymore, I'm always just a couple of months away from the bonus. So I decide to stick it out for a couple more months, and I'm just stuck in this vicious cycle. I see why they call it golden handcuffs. At what point can I just walk away with the next bonus without feeling stupid?
James, this sounds like one of those bad movies that you see where it never ends until the end, right?
Yeah. Also sounds like a good problem to have, though. I mean, getting bonuses and that's keeping you around. It's, you know, that's good.
Yeah. Not such a bad thing, but I understand the frustration that you're with. You know, you probably, it sounds like he's not satisfied in his job and he'd like something different.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, James, to answer your question, you're going to need some type of plan that you can visually look at that'll give you the answer to whether this makes sense or not. So you don't, like in your own words, you don't feel stupid. So if you were to walk away today, where will your income come from? You know, I don't know what age you are. Maybe you're close to retirement. So if you are, do you have enough investments saved that maybe you could retire? Maybe you could get another job that you really like instead of being stressed out all the time. And even if it pays less than what you're currently earning, you still could retire in a few years with the money you've already saved. Maybe you could retire today and you just don't know it. The problem here is you don't know the answers to these questions, James, and I don't either. So here's the solution. Sit down with an advisor and see if it makes sense for you to walk away today. You got to put this in black and white, and you have to see if it makes sense. If you don't have an advisor, I invite you to give us a call, and I'll put together your own personalized simplicity income plan. This plan will give you the answers you are looking for, and it'll empower you to make smart financial decisions. I have helped lots of people in your same situation who didn't like their job, wanted to leave their job, wanted to go to work part-time, wanted to start their businesses, and it all started with sitting down and talking with somebody to see if it makes sense or not. That's what we do in our office day in and day out. So, James, give us a call, and I'd be happy to sit down with you and go through that and get you the answers that you're looking for.
Whether you're James or in a similar situation or have big questions about your own financial life, you can always get those addressed with Kevin Ray. And all you have to do is call 888-885-PLAN. Do it now while you're thinking about it even. 888-885-PLAN. If you get the voicemail, not a big deal. Just leave a quick message. 888-885-PLAN is the number to dial today. That's 888-885-7526. And you can get on the right track. Make sure you're getting to and through retirement without hassle and with some, you know, more comfort to make sure that you're in a good situation going forward. Kevin, we have run out of time on today's show. We'll try and get some more questions into the program next week. We'll reserve a little extra time so we can hit some more listener questions then. But for now, thank you for all the help on this week's program, and we'll talk soon.
We'll talk next week. Walter, have a great week.
Sounds great. You too as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Kevin Ray, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time right back here on Simply Financial.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered through Insight Folios, Inc., a registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Insurance products and services are offered through individually licensed and appointed agents in various jurisdictions. Insight Folios, Inc. does not offer legal or tax advice. Kevin Ray is an investment advisor representative of Insight Folios, Inc.